It was many, many years ago. His life was really sad. On the road, being chased by police. Almost half his bones are broken and he didn't really care. With the crap he's done, I'm amazed he's not deceased. Because those years he was so very high. Took every drug he could afford to buy. Then beat up a chick who turned out to be a guy. Bonaducci high
on prescriptions.
Bonaducci high
on tranquilizers.
Bonaducci
high on marijuana.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show.
Thank you for that.
Live on 97.1 Free FM. Danny Bonaducci is with us. He's a good sport. Let that song play all the way through.
Oh, I love that song.
Who wrote that?
Rich Banks. Is that his name? Yeah, Rich Banks.
Is that right?
Yeah, right here at the station.
All right, folks, it is Friday. Normally we do open phones. We got Danny Bonaducci with us. And we've done this before on Friday. And it's always a nice hour to do it because it's 10 o'clock, a little after 10 o'clock. And people have already gotten into their buzz.
Right.
You know, people are home and they're already going for it. And we'd like to take calls from people.
I would be, but you called.
Yeah, right.
Thanks.
Yeah, you could have been at home tonight. we'd like to take calls from people who are already completely effed up.
Really? I've never heard that.
It's 10 o'clock.
I listen to your show. I've never heard that.
Yeah, guys are on acid, whether you're on lewds, but if you're really effed up, find your way to the phone, and please, no calls from cell phones in the car. Concentrate on the road if you're bombed and driving around. Because that's going to be somebody else's problem and not ours. But if you're home, you've hit the weed, you got beer in you, you got vodka, you got cocaine. What are you on right now? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, in the past, I've learned that the people who are completely wasted are not that great with the phone. So I'd like to do this and help them out. Ready? For the people completely bombed right now at 10 o'clock in Southern California. 520-9710. They almost have to do it like that to help these guys.
Completely. You know?
And 888-520-9710.
Now, don't try and spell the word triple. He means 3 8s. Hit the number 8 three times.
But we had a guy call us up a couple months ago, and he said he was on acid. And he said he was going skydiving the next day.
Wow. Is that making a comeback, acid? God, I haven't heard of that in years.
I think it is. I think it's coming back.
Wow.
But he also said that he likes to take acid while he's skydiving.
Jeez.
There's not enough stimulation in acid or skydiving for him.
For the sky, right.
He needs both. And he said it's really a rush.
Oh, I'm sure. I've done both, not simultaneously.
Well, you've gone skydiving?
Yeah, three
is
times.
That right?
Three times, and I thought, when this gets less scary to actually jump out of the plane, because that's the scary part. That's
right.
Once you're falling, it's kind of normal because you don't have that pit in your stomach feeling, because that's from going zero and accelerating. You get that feeling in your stomach.
Right.
When you jump out of a plane, you might be actually slowing down.
Oh, I see. Well, let me ask you something about skydiving.
But looking down and seeing that patch, the world has turned into that patch. It looks like a big puzzle.
Right.
And you're going to jump out. It is so scary. And by the third time, and it was still as scary as the first time, I said, this isn't the hobby for me. I don't like it.
Now, when you drive to, there's a road through the desert, you drive to Vegas, where it has all those hills, you know, mm-hmm. and when you drive and your car actually goes over one of those hills, you get that feeling in your stomach. You don't get that in skydiving?
You don't get that in skydiving.
That's what I feared in skydiving.
Oh, no.
You would have that for 3 minutes, you know, on the way down.
Not at all. And first of all, if you went 3 minutes, you've been dead for the last minute and a half.
Oh, you can't sustain that, huh?
Well, at some point you've got to pull the chute, and that starts you going from that fast.
How many minutes?
Are you ready
for
this? My very first jump was from 14,500 feet, because I thought on the way there I was doing it for a TV show, so I had to do it by myself. My first jump was not tandem, so I had to take the class, and I was being all macho about it and going, dude, I think I get it.
Right.
You pull this thing before you hit the ground. Do I have the basic principle? Can we go now? But they still made you take like a 4-hour class. So I said, okay. And we get up there, and I'm still just, you know, Mr. Brave Guy, no problem at all. And then people start jumping out, and the first thing they do is they open the door, and it gets loud and cold immediately.
Right.
So you're all of a sudden immediately in a different environment. It's super loud and really cold. And then the other people jumping out don't seem to bother me at all. But then I got to the door, and I'm the new student, so everybody's gone. It's me and the two instructors. And I'm standing at the door, and I think, I'm not doing this. There's no way in the world I'm not doing this.
That'd be me.
And they said to me before, they had mentioned, if you get outside the plane, because there are these pedals, you hang on the plane for the first jump, and then you let go.
Right.
Or actually, you jump back. They say you try and jump back and hit, like, the tail of the plane. You said, don't worry, you won't. That's what will stop you from spinning. But I didn't believe them, and they were right.
Wow.
But anyway, they said, once you get on the outside of the plane, if you change your mind, we will not let you go back in. Because if you accidentally trying to get in, pull the chute,
right,
you'll be killed being banged all around the inside of the plane.
Oh,
so if you
Jesus.
Get out, we'll peel you off the side of this plane. So I get out, and I go, I'm not going. And I go get the guy, and he looks dead serious, like he can tell I've now chickened out. And I'm obviously going to be peeled off the plane. I might as well jump under my own power.
Did
and
they peel you off?
No, I jumped. I jumped.
Oh, you did, okay.
But I did. I spun out of control, and these guys were amazing. They were what appeared to be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of feet away from me, and within seconds had controlled their flight till they were right beside me.
Wow.
And straightened me out, and then we're gone again.
Wait, you were spinning? You couldn't stop spinning?
And I couldn't stop twirling.
And what were you spinning? Vertically?
God,
were you like somersaults?
I don't really, because I was just out of control, so I don't really remember accurately.
And how do you stop yourself?
I think I was spinning
like
somersaults. They did it. They physically grabbed me and stopped me. And the one guy held one ankle and my shoulder while the other guy did the same. And then I got in the right position and they let go. And these guys essentially fly, except they're going to hit the ground. But within seconds, they were hundreds of feet away again. They can travel.
Right.
Like the rocket men.
But how long was the free fall?
Are you ready for this? Because I'm thinking you count to three.
I thought it was like 10 minutes.
You count to three and you pull. That's what I thought. 71 seconds.
That's it?
That's a minute 11, bro, at terminal velocity. That's a long time.
All right, let's take some calls from people who have really gotten buzzed, and you're home, you're listening to the radio, you're enjoying yourself, which, by the way, we've done an informal study here at the station over the years. The best way to listen to this station is on something.
I would agree with you.
Yeah.
Whether it's
prescription drugs, whether it's booze, weed, whatever it is, if you lose the edge, this station is much more interesting.
I would take it one step further and say that the best way to perform on this station is on some kind of drugs. They just won't let me anymore.
I think you're right.
They just took it away from me.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
I'd be laughing just no matter what you say. You just look at me, I think, oh, you're a common genius, man.
All right, let's talk to Dinah here in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1. How are you? Dinah? Hey, baby, look
what
at you.
What are you doing?
Hanging out, listening to you buzzed.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Now, what are you on?
I'm just drinking a couple 40s.
That's it?
Yeah.
Who you got with you?
Smoking some weed, you know, chillaxing.
And who do you got with you?
My boyfriend.
Bummer, right up until then, she was my favorite species. Drunk
yeah.
chick. Nothing beats drunk chick except two drunk chicks.
Right.
Oh, but I was wondering, hey, Bonaducci, do you ever, like, just drink, like, not to get wasted, but, like, you know, lay off the flow?
Well, I say I can't drink at all because I'm a recovering addict, but I do fall off the wagon every
When's
now and
the last
then.
Time you fell off the wagon?
My last vacation in Hawaii.
And what'd you do?
About 6 months ago. I just had, I actually had a drink and one sip of a drink because I had Amy with me.
Right.
And I had the first drink by accident. The first, I was choking, and somebody gave it to me, and I wasn't thinking, and I chugged it, and I had taken a pill that makes it impossible for you to drink because you'll get really sick.
Oh, Christ.
And I went, oh, my God. And I got back to my room, and I threw up. I wanted to go to the hospital. I was so sick. And that's what my doctor said when he gave them. He said, you might know if you drink on this, you might need to go to the ER.
Wait a minute. So those are the sole purpose of the pill?
Yeah. You don't feel them. You don't taste them. Nothing. They're called Anabuse. I have some here. I keep some here.
And you take them and...
So you can't drink. It turns alcohol into formaldehyde on contact, and you get violently, violently ill.
Jesus Christ.
So, but once I puked it all out of my system, I figured the next day, you know what? I'm in Hawaii, baby. Come on. I'll just take the medicine when I get home again. I can't drink. It's not like a thing I can sneak once you give me the pill.
Right.
Because Amy would put it in my mouth and watch me take it. Like... When I was married, I used to switch it with aspirin all the time. I would do anything.
Wait, when you're married, your Gretchen gave you the pill?
She wouldn't do it.
She wouldn't do it.
She said, I'm not your mother.
Oh, I see. Right. I like that, though. I like the I'm not your mother. I think I have a lot of respect for that.
Yeah, me too. Made her $2.5 million. But
it doesn't seem like there's any residual anger there.
No, what I did when I first got a new girlfriend, I keep saying Amy's name. It seems like
right.
That. But anyway, when I met Amy, I told her, here's what's going to ruin us, because I really liked her. And
right.
I figured the way to tell her, to keep her and have her keep me, is to tell her what I do and therefore look out for it.
Right.
I said, these pills, I'll switch with aspirin in a second. So you want to make sure you know what they look like and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
If I say I'm going somewhere that I don't normally go, I'm not there. I'm cheating on you.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
I'm just the worst choice in boyfriend, and if you insist on being my girlfriend, here's what you have to look out for. And it worked.
Now, does she clock you? Like,
Pretty much, absolutely.
You're home at midnight. If you say you're home, you got to be home.
Oh, I'm never out at midnight unless she's with me. Dude, I'm a bad person. Let's face it. I'm just a bad person.
And you'll always be that way.
The reason I say it so casually is because I don't mind that I'm a bad person. God made all kinds of people, and he made me. I'm not sociopathic, because there are certainly things I wouldn't do.
Right.
You know, there are things I would feel remorse over. But cheating's not one of them. As long as I play it safe and I'm not contracting a disease and giving it to somebody else.
Right.
Or when I was taking drugs, if I was just sitting at home in my armchair and I wasn't grabbing the keys to the car, leave me be.
Right.
God made you a bad one. He gave you Miss Mother Teresa. I'm not nearly as bad as she was good. Leave me be. I'm a bad guy.
All right, guys that are already going for it. Guys and girls in Southern California, it's about 10:15. And you're already completely effed up. John in Glendale, you're on 97.1.
Yo, what's going on? I'm Babu.
Hey, dude, how are you?
Just hanging out, fellas. I just smoked some weed with my girlfriend, and I'm about to go meet up with some friends.
Look at you. And when'd you start?
I'm sorry?
When'd you start smoking?
I guess when I was 14. I'm 21 now.
Oh, is that right?
It was on and off.
Quite a run. But you know what? I don't want to kill your buzz here. So maybe I won't even say this because this is a buzz kill, and I don't want to say it. But Dr. Drew had told me something about people who start smoking pot at 14. All right,
does something to you.
Well, it's we'll talk about it on Monday because I don't want to kill anybody's buzz.
Kill that guy's buzz.
I don't want to kill that guy's buzz. You know?
Good for you.
All right, let's talk to Mary on the freeway. You're on 97.1 Free
FM.
By
the way, this is a wonderful moment of radio. I swear to God, this is good.
I didn't want to do that. Hey, dude.
I'm doing great.
All right, you're completely bombed, huh?
Completely.
We just left the Heidi, Frosty, and Frank at the Taco in Santa Monica.
And how was that? I heard Frank was really bombed.
Oh, yeah, man. We got done smoking in the back and checked out that Santa Monica Subaru, baby.
Hey, how...
AC/DC blue tank top. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she is. I ran into her the other day. I see them a lot, but they're on the other side of the room,
right.
So I don't see them every day. I don't know what she has done. Actually, I do. I asked. She's taken up running.
But she runs six miles a day.
Damn, is she hot. Yeah. I had no idea that her body was that good. And, I mean, she's a beautiful blonde girl, but that's what I see from the neck up through the window when she's broadcasting.
Right.
I had no... You know, you think lesbian, even lipstick lesbian, you don't think that hot.
Right.
She's stunning.
Hey, Mary, are you attracted to her?
Hey, if I was a lesbian... She would be it. Man.
But even as a straight woman, I got to hang up on you because you keep swearing.
Yeah.
You keep using that F word.
You know what? I really like
that. The one danger in taking calls from people who are completely bombed is they will let that F word fly.
The funny thing is I happen to think, having at one point or another been addicted to almost everything, alcohol is the best and the worst. Because, like, junkies, you think of them as the worst, scummiest people in the world. But they just sit there in their Easy Boy and be heroin heads. They don't move. They don't
right.
go
they
anywhere.
Don't fight
they don't
anybody.
Cause anybody
right.
any harm. You know, crackheads and tweakers are so afraid that everybody's the police. They hide from you.
Right.
But drunks want to do stuff. Right. Drunks want to drive. Straight drunk chicks want to all of a sudden do other chicks.
Right.
Which is a good one. But, I mean... Alcohol really makes you move.
Well, you know, I have a theory that alcohol is the most expensive drug on the planet because it you know, pound for pound, it's not as costly as cocaine or methamphetamines or heroin or acid, but it's the stupid stuff you do on booze that costs you a lot of money. Whether it's driving around and getting nailed for that, whether it's going to Vegas and pulling out 10 grand out of your savings account, it's that kind of move that really costs you a lot of money on booze.
Well, I told, as I was saying, I said the last drink I had, it was in Hawaii. It was the second day, and I had said, why don't I just drink now? And I had told Amy that I'm bad with alcohol, and she said, if you take one sip of that drink, I'm leaving. And she did.
Well, you did take a sip.
I took a sip, and she's
it was in Hawaii?
She's 25,
right.
And she left a penthouse in Maui.
Jesus
because she's
Christ.
Got yeah, she's got some rules, man. And she said, you're not drinking. You're not supposed to. You told me when you drink, you would cheat. And there's a bunch of girls on jacuzzis in bikinis. You take one sip, I'm gone. And she was gone.
Where'd she go?
She went home. She went home coach. I had first class tickets and a penthouse.
You got to take me to Vegas because I don't care if you drink.
Thank you.
I'll sit in that penthouse with you, and you can. I'll buy you a bottle of scotch.
But that's the thing, man. It's the best and the worst because you'll do the stupidest things. You'll get behind the wheel of a car and wipe out a whole family.
Right.
And as well as ruin your life. And just getting busted for drunk driving these days will change your life.
Oh yeah.
When I was 16 and started driving. It was a ticket.
Right.
It was a bad ticket. It was a $300 ticket. But now, it's on some... When you go to fill out a job application,
right.
It's there.
It's
bad. You shouldn't do it, so I'm glad it's so difficult.
Yeah.
But they'll ruin your life for drunk driving. Don't do it.
I can tell the story now because this person is no longer with us. But my dad had a friend, and this is back in 1969, 1970. I was about 7 years old, 8 years old, and I was a big fan of the L.A. Rams. And I would go to the Rams game, every home game, with one of my dad's friends, right? And we would drive down there, and he would drink beer the entire game. And then we'd drive home, and he got pulled over right outside the Coliseum for drunk driving. And he had an 8-year-old in the car, right? He only got a ticket. And they let him keep driving.
Right.
And then he got back to Tarzana, where we were living, off of Reseda Boulevard there, and he got another ticket for drunk driving. Two in one day, and after the second ticket, they let you go.
Yeah.
They give you back your keys, they give you back your your license, and they say, just drive carefully.
Yeah.
But you got to appear in court. Those were the, those were the good old days or not.
We can't, as responsible people, where, literally dozens of people might be listening to us right now,
right.
that we can't all go out there and say there's anything good about getting behind the wheel of a 2,000-pound weapon and being wasted.
Right.
You know, they put those bumps on the road so you can drive by Braille, man.
Right, exactly.
Keep your hands out and feel the bumps. I must be going straight.
Right. And as my wife would say, because back when she was younger, she, enjoyed taking the edge off of her reality. But coming back from a party, she would always say on the freeway, okay, remember, we're part of the red train. We're not part of the white train. We're part of the red train. That's how effed up she was.
Wow.
Because the car's in front of it with the red lights. You got to stay with the red lights. Don't go into the white lights.
Wow.
All right, gang, if you're completely bombed, call us here. And please, if you're driving, just concentrate on the road and don't call us. But if you're at home, or if you're at a bar or whatever you're doing, and you're not doing anything where anybody could be injured, if you're completely bombed, we want to talk to you. It is 21 minutes after 10 o'clock, and let's talk to people who are going for it here in Southern California. Danny Bonaducci is with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And we're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Danny Bonaducci joins us. Always nice to see you, man.
It's always a
Thanks
pleasure
for
to be
coming
here.
In, dude.
I dig it when you invite me.
Hey,
I
listen,
do.
You want to come by every night, man. We're we're here. You know, as long as your chick is changing your pornography and feeding you dinner, there's no reason to go anywhere.
Yeah, it's not a good reason to leave the house. But I'd already committed to my buddy. So you know what, guys are always you always got to back your guy friends.
Exactly.
Even if you've got a chick so cool, she'll change your porn while bringing you noodles.
Yeah.
You got to back your buddies, and you'd already invited me.
All right. If you're completely bombed, 520-9710. Hey, look at this. Gina Grad's checking in with us from Kansas. How are you, baby? Hey, you're all effed up, huh?
Here's something hilarious. It's like 12:30 here, and I just called in to say hi, and I was like, so what's the topic? And people are drunk and high. I was like, this is perfect.
Now, where are you?
I'm in Kansas, and they know how to throw down.
Yeah, that's what I think. When I think let's party, dude, I think Kansas.
Are you drinking alone?
No, very much not. I'm with, like, the old crew, the old, like, college crew. I got my old boyfriend here. I got, like, all kinds of craziness going on.
It's
right
funny
now.
That, I don't know if you're buzzed or because you've been back there for a couple of days, but you all of a sudden sound like you have that Kansas accent.
Now, do you think you'll end up doing it with your ex-boyfriend because you're drunk?
I doubt it because, you know, I put the vibe out before and, like, no, you know, nobody's buying what I have to sell.
Yeah, he wasn't into it, huh?
Good.
You haven't destroyed your mom's car yet, have you?
No, no flips, no hitting of medians. Actually, I'm not driving.
Oh, wait a second. Did she just say nobody's buying what she has to sell as and she couldn't get any?
I guess so.
Dude, I'm in a college town.
Hey, butthead, my girlfriend and I got in a fight over you on the way home.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She thought
Danny,
I paid too much.
Danny, I need somebody to buy what I have to sell because it's killing my self-esteem.
Oh,
dude,
well,
come on back. I'm all over it.
Go to La Brea in Hollywood.
Yeah,
oh,
no,
I
this
will
is.
Be there in like 48 hours.
Dude, excellent. I will totally take care of this problem for you at least five times.
Really?
Yeah, swear to God.
I don't want to be walking like John Wayne now.
Hey, how much have you had?
Oh, so I've had, you know I don't drink, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, and this,
like
is, this is evidence, you know, proof
I've
of that.
Like, oh, you know what I like now? Vodka gimlets.
You like what?
A vodka gimlet. I have two vodka gimlets and three Cape Cods. And I was like, dude, I know you're all, like, strapped for cash at a college bar. Don't be stingy with the well vodka. So, like, he gave me a double.
Wow. Look
and
at
I'm
you.
I'm currently walking, like, balancing on a curb right now outside, and I just, like, bit it since we've been on the phone.
Do you know what a vodka gimlet is?
I think it's vodka and lime juice.
It's vodka.
Right.
It's vodka and olive or something. Right. It's like just a glass of vodka. They gave it a cute name so we could get chicks like you wasted on it and do ya. That's its sole purpose
it's
in life.
And they're like, what do you have? I'm like, a gimlet.
Yeah. You give it a fancy name, throw some ice in it.
You're like Thurston Howell.
I really just wanted you guys to know, seriously, no BS, because, like, you know, I'm not too sentimental.
Right.
I miss you guys so much, and I'm having, like, fun, but I totally just wanted to call in and say
Well, thanks for calling, Grad.
But listen, my drink is getting cold.
Oh, that's all right,
baby.
I guess
it's getting warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't forget.
Are you guys
that
having fun?
Oh, yeah. And by the way, Sam is a fantastic screener.
Oh, you're an ass.
Yeah, she's unbelievable.
Ass.
I mean, I tell you this right now.
Oh, you're an ass.
There she goes. I may have killed her buzz.
What a buzz. At least she didn't talk about, and you should see her.
She's in Kansas all left up.
Oh, by
and
the way,
she's like crying.
Well, she answers the phone. She can also type 120 words a minute while giving a hoo-ha. So you take your time.
I'm sorry about that, Grant. All right, let's talk to Mike, who's actually in a liquor store. You're on 97.1.
Hey.
Hey,
how you doing, Tim?
Hey, how you doing, dude? Oh, Babu. You can't use the F word.
You can't use the F word, dude.
What's wrong with you people? I guess that's part of the, you know, you're asking for it if you're asking for buzz people.
Yeah. It's like, let's do a show with people who are drunk or who have Tourette's.
Jesus
and see what we get.
Christ. Michael and El Segundo, you're on 97.1. You going for it?
Gentlemen.
That's always a sign
that's
of a drug.
Sign, right?
Gentleman.
Danny, you rock, my man.
Thanks, man.
I got a lot in common emotionally with you and your past as far as my my past addictions. And yeah, I'm chilling here.
What do you
sounds
got?
Like you're fighting those demons pretty well right now, bro.
I got the Vike 750s in me. I got a couple Somas. I got the orange football Zannies.
Wow.
Couple of Seroquel, and been smoking the ganja all night, and I'm feeling way good.
Dude, do you have a job? Because you just ran down about $300 worth of buzz right there.
Dig that. And no, I am disabled. I had surgery.
Of course you're disabled. You can't stand up.
What's your disability, dude?
He's high.
It's physical. Yeah, my ulnar nerve and my right arm went awry, and I got butchered. But
hey, Randy, please.
It's all good. I kicked meth a year ago, my man, and that's my that's my proud moment.
And
you
found that you can drink and then not go back to your drugs of choice?
I didn't say that I drank.
Right.
Oh.
You just with the pills.
Yeah.
So you don't think...
I do substitute.
Right.
Yes, I do.
But, I mean, so did I, dude. You're talking...
That's my addictive nature.
Wait, but you're on muscle relaxers and antidepressants?
Yes, sir.
Don't those cancel each other out?
Everything makes me feel good. You know, I got a high tolerance. I'm aware of the Ledger incident.
You know what, this guy Michael is sort of like the guy that walks into Starbucks. Remember when you and I were growing up, you walked in, let me have a coffee. And right. The guy says, you want cream or sugar? Or both, right? That's it.
Right.
That was the limit. Now it's a double pump, half calf, decaf, dry, mocha, you know, with no cream.
Soy.
With whip. Yeah, right. And drug addicts have a tendency to do that nowadays because of, like, Starbucks. They've perfected their high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's two of these, one of those, a sip of that, a hit of this, and bang. That's their buzz.
I remember the first time I took notice of that I'm talking 25 years ago, easily. I'm going to buy an eighth of an ounce of cocaine, which is called an 8-ball.
Right.
There's this kid selling it to me that I am positive can't write his own name.
Right.
Yet he knows that an eighth of an ounce is 3.5 grams. Exact, but to the second.
Right.
And a quarter ounce would be 7 grams. I mean, he's doing division and long multiplication and,
right.
I mean, at 1,000 miles an hour while weighing things on a diamond scale, yet can't read or write.
It's like Malibu Dan, when we had asked him one night as the monkey, as Stump the Monkey, we said, how many eighths make up an ounce? How many eighths of an ounce make up an ounce? And he tried to do it forever. He's like, all right. How many ounces in a pound? How many ounce? How many grams in an ounce?
28.
Yeah, and he came up with like 19 eighths. Like no, 19 eighths is wrong. How many eighths in an ounce?
Man, that's funny.
And that's and then we said, okay, forget the eighths. How many quarters in an ounce? And he goes, I don't know, dude. I said, well, figure it out. Try to figure out.
How long can this be?
Yeah, I said, how many quarters in a dollar? He goes, quarters of what? I said, just quarters.
Quarters.
Yeah. How many quarters make up a dollar? He goes, oh, four.
Right.
I go, yeah. All right, now how many quarter ounces make up an ounce? He goes, I don't know.
My favorite thing is a gyro.
Where's that guy? I love that guy.
All right, Greg in Inglewood, you're at 97.1 Free FM. Actually, let's talk to Michael in Long Beach. You're on the air.
Hey, am I on there?
You're on the air, dude. You bombed?
Yeah.
I think maybe you got to turn down your radio.
Yeah, turn your radio down, will you?
Hey, Donnie, you're the coolest MNF in DJ
wow.
radio right now.
This That's guy's wasted good. And did several consonants in a row.
Yeah.
You rock, bro. You're the first drunk to make it through that test.
Hey, I have a dilemma.
What do you got?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a hot chick, okay, but your friends are here, okay?
Yeah.
Your drunk friends. Do you just get her by yourself, you know, or do you let your friends, you know, come in and have a train on her, you know?
How many friends?
Two others, so three and all.
How close are they?
Very close.
I say you share.
Okay. Who's closest to the girl? Not physically, but who knows her best?
One of my friends.
Okay.
Is she there?
And she's about to be here.
Oh, she's coming over.
Uh-huh.
If he will really share and you don't partake, you are no longer my friend. I swear to God, if you don't take care of the chick that comes over and some guy just says, here, would you like chicken, beef, or this hot chick? And you don't take the chick, you and I are breaking up, mister.
Well, this guy thinks, though, that he can get his friends laid, too. Is that right?
So if he was a true friend, he would share, right?
Absolutely.
I don't know. You know what? Again, it depends on how close you are. If you wanted, if the chick was into it and your friends were into it, I don't understand why you couldn't share. How old are you? You're probably in your 20s, right?
20, exactly.
20, exactly. How old's the chick?
She is 19.
Oh, babo. You are nowhere near ready to have a girlfriend or a wife or be a father. You've got to totally explore everything, and that's part of it.
Now,
understand that, dude?
Is the girl who is on her way over aware that this discussion is being had?
No.
Right.
Okay. One is called a playfulness or swapping. The other is called assault.
Yeah, gang rape.
Make sure that she is volunteering this information.
Yeah. Let her in on the plan before you. You know, you
have.
before you all go to jail for 20 years.
God, I hope she's a fan of this show.
It's not worth it. All right, buddy, you take care of yourself. Okay, those guys are going for it, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but you know what? But that's when I was 20 years old, that's what I was doing. You know, we would be completely bombed at 10:30, 10:40 at night on a Friday, trying to get chicks and trying to get them come over. And there was only one or two chicks coming over, and there was like three or four guys. You know, you try to work something out.
Yeah, I'll absolutely cut a deal.
Yes.
But I wrecked my mid-20s. By my mid-20s, I was useless. I couldn't get girls. I didn't have a roof over my head. There wasn't enough.
You were homeless for a while, right? For how long?
You know what I realized? I lived there for 3 days before I lived there. I live in a very nice condominium, not the big house that the wife has.
Right.
But I live in a real nice condominium. And from my roof, I can see the alley I used to live in.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
Jesus
and it's an
Christ.
Expensive condo. It's not a mansion. It's a condo.
How long were you homeless for?
2 years on and off.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, wow, wow. Well, congratulations, man.
Thanks.
A lot of success for a homeless dude.
You know what it was? It was radio. I was never meant to be an actor. I got to be a celebrity, not an actor.
Right.
I was cute for a living, and as you can see, I plainly outgrew it.
All right, gang, if you're completely bombed and you're not driving,
and
if you're driving,
not driving,
don't call us. Concentrate on that road. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Danny Bonaducci joins us. You can hear him every single day on the station from 2 to 3 p.m. And we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Well, we couldn't get anyone else to show up regularly except him.
That's a great deal.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Danny Bonaducci joins us. And if you're leaving the pink taco with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, it sounds like that was a good time. And if you're completely bombed, hey, please, Heidi, please. And you're not driving, we want to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Selena in La Habra, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, baby, what are you doing?
I'm just smoking some hash and some herbs.
And it sounds like you're alone.
I am alone.
Wow, look at you, dude. Well, Danny Bonaducci has no plans in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, but La Habra.
Hello, Danny Bonaducci.
Hi, how are you, Selena?
Hi.
Can you describe yourself to us?
Let's see, dirty blonde hair, green eyes, 5'4". I'm a little bit on the thicker side, 145, 150
Don't mind
pounds.
Thick at all, darling. Do not mind thick.
Wait a minute. How thick?
She's five. How tall?
I'm 5'4".
She's 5'4", 140 pounds.
That's a huge bitch!
By starlet standards, by skinny girl standards, she's about 25 pounds overweight.
Oh, I see. All right.
And
but,
I have, what, a 30
so what?
Double D.
Yeah. Then they come with a giant rack.
I don't know.
And I'm all natural. I don't dye my hair. I don't wear makeup. Classic beauty, I like to think, at least.
Now, you seem to be pondering something. What are you pondering?
Yeah, I mean, overweight and no makeup. The package is not, it's not selling. I mean, that's not the way to sell yourself.
Right, exactly.
You
know?
Well,
no,
you asked for a description. You got an honest
I'm not
description.
That hot. I'm smoking weed. I got hash rolling in me.
Well, see,
and
she
on the bigger side.
The first word she said, she could have stopped right there, and I'd have been on my way to La Habra. I said, "You said
you
describe yourself," as she just said, "Dirty."
I'm just wearing a big T-shirt in my favorite underwear.
Look at you,
chicks in T-shirts and underwear, and she's high. It's like a dream come true.
She's
for
on
me.
Hash.
Except.
Oh, you know what? The guy that I loved turned me down.
Hey, sorry, sweetheart. Can you please not use the F word?
How do you get through this bit?
Excuse me. I do apologize.
All right. Which guy? A guy turned you down today?
No, actually, this guy that I was kind of like a friend, you know, the friend guy,
right.
Little friend, would smoke all the time. And, you know, I started to develop feelings for him. I go up and I tell him, you know. And keep in mind, he is older than me. He's about 9 years older than me. And
how old does that make him? Because that's important.
Okay. If you want to do the math, he's 32.
Okay, fine. No, I just want to know what age he is for his stamina and his desire.
And you're 23?
I'm 23.
All right.
Okay. And you offered him what? When you said, I have feelings for him, did you offer him a relationship or did you just offer him sex?
I offered me. We were being friends for a year and a half, and he never had sex with me either.
Right, but you were just friends. Did you offer him sex? Did you get
him
as you were just
pals? Let's just say sex.
Okay,
sex. All right, you offered, you performed a sex act on the guy.
Correct.
But he didn't want to go all the way with you.
Right.
He's gay.
I don't know if he's gay.
He's gay?
Nah, well, I don't.
We lay in the same bed together, totally caress each other and everything.
And he wouldn't want to go all the way with you.
He wouldn't want to go all the way with me. He said he didn't like fat girls. That was his excuse.
He didn't like fat girls at 140 pounds?
What a way with words he had, too.
First of all, what a punk. What a not real guy.
What a poet. What a...
Okay, if a girl is just
a classy guy, I don't like fat chicks.
If a girl was just sitting next to me and I hadn't had it in the last 10 hours, and she weighed 200 pounds, and she said, "Hey, you want to do it real quick?" I'd go, "Yep."
Without
a moment's hesitation, absolutely.
And you know what? I'm actually a recovering fat girl.
How fat were you?
200. I used to weigh 265 pounds.
That's a huge bitch.
Nah, you're gonna throw me a little bit. Do you have those huge flaps of skin where fat used to be? Now?
No, I didn't. I did it all the healthy way. It took me 4 years, but I did it with no diet pills. I did it with just natural.
Not me. I did it with pounds of blow, man.
265, man.
Wow, that's a big girl, especially at 5'4".
Well, that's what guys who are on the front line for the Steelers weigh.
Yeah, that's. Yeah,
that's their way.
That was a total brick house. But you have to understand, like, that was a different time. That was 4 years ago. I'm completely different.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the guy just sees it going back to the NFL. You know what I mean?
Oh, have you known him since you were 265?
No, I didn't. I met him just a year and a half ago.
I was thinking, there are some people that are thin that I've known for their whole life were fat, and then they had bypass surgery or something. And I still see the fat person. So maybe that's what
it was.
I
think it is.
Because I just can't understand, and this is actually an issue with me. It's broken up every relationship I've ever had. My cutoff point for what kind of girl I won't have sex with is so far down. I've set the bar so low.
Right.
And am not ashamed at all.
Right.
There was this girl the other day, and I was with a friend.
By the way, your shame needs to come back.
Why?
You're running around shame free. You'll do a 265 pounder. You need a dose of shame, I believe.
No. Why would you be ashamed to have sex with a 265 pound girl?
I think I have.
I didn't say I killed her. I had sex with her.
I know, but shame is really helps you make some decent decisions in life.
Yeah, but an erection doesn't. Okay? And an erection with no home is a sad, sad thing, mister.
Now, Selena, when you were at 250...
Uh-huh. I had more guys come after me and have sex with... Just random, raunchy, dirty sex.
Yeah, that 265, though, that's a fetish. That's a chubby chaser.
Yeah, but now, like, I'm looking around and
listen, when you were 265, what was a typical day for you, eating-wise?
Eating-wise? Oh, vicious. People at Taco Bell knew who I was. Isn't that horrible?
At all of them?
They had a portrait of her like she was a celebrity.
No, like the ones at my house. They knew what my order was.
What was your order?
Oh, you want, what was it, the number 6? I even remember it. Isn't that horrible?
Or 6 number 1s.
Yeah. The number 6 and what else?
Yeah, I think that's just it, the number 6, which was the 2 chalupas, but I'd get the side soft taco with sour cream. And the big drink with a Diet Pepsi. I'd like, thank
Jesus
you.
Jesus Christ.
Well,
all right,
I feel
baby.
Bad for a girl that...
All right, let me put you on hold. Danny wants to talk to you off the air.
What kind of man? She's 100. She's 25 pounds overweight, and he's going to turn down sex?
I know,
sex?
But I think he sees 265.
Yeah, that's a possibility, and I might have an issue with 265.
He also thinks he can crawl back up there. She can crawl back up there. All right, Danny, thanks for coming in, buddy. Always
it's
nice to see you.
That's it,
man.
Wow, it was fun. Thank
Stay
you.
Stay tuned for Gretchen and the Lukes. We'll be on Monday at 8 p.m. And don't forget the Lakers tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon on KCAL at 2 o'clock. KCAL, Channel 9, 2 o'clock tomorrow. Lakers, go Lakers. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
the only thing I can think worse than the way I have lived my life under my own set of rules and circumstances, if I had met you in high school and we became best friends. Between the two of us. Well, yeah. We'd be in jail for life by
dead.
Now. Yeah. Between the two of us, right. we'd be sharing a cell, playing cards, going, which one is the wife today?
On death row, man.